My simple question to you about the Raiders, are they good?
I think they're good. I think, you know, John Gruden has done a good job in recent weeks of putting a game plan together. I just think of the one in Cleveland. It was a crappy weather day, the wind, the rain. You never know what you're going to get in Cleveland. So they did do a good job. And it's, honestly, guys, it's finding ways to win. And that's what I'm noticing from the Raiders. And, yes, can you say last week that they pulled it out? Well, they did. You know, they made the necessary stop. They got to win that football game. Yeah, they made enough plays. And that's what I look at good football teams. Look at the Steelers and Cowboys. The Steelers just found a way to pull it out. It wasn't pretty, but they found a way. So I think with this, the way the Raiders are winning, it just continues to build their confidence. It continues to put more money in the bank account, thinking, you know what? We're getting better. We have the energy, the positive vibe going around the locker room. So we'll see how far they could go. It's a tough division, but I'll tell you what, man. I'd like to see the Raiders make a little move in these playoffs.
So when you look at their opponent this coming weekend, of course, you get the Denver Broncos play host. Give me your assessment of the opposing quarterback, because when I watch Drew Lock, like Bruce, I feel like I want more, right? Like, I don't like quarterbacks who barely average 200 yards and under 7 yards per attempt. And, like, you see it, and he's great in garbage time against prevent defenses. But everything in between, we have yet to see really anything from him.
Well, and that's it there. I never liked Locke's footwork coming out of college. So, to me, he has to play within structure better and earlier in football games. Not when it's two-minute situations. We could drift all around the pocket and just sidearm sling it. The thing I do like about Locke is he does seem like the type of quarterback that if the play's there, he can make it happen. He can hit that throw. He can make a big pass, but it's not consistent enough. So I think your points are spot on. And also, it's just continuing to learn that offense. You have to be a general on the field. You have to be a mad scientist like Tom Brady, Peyton Manning all those years. And Drew Lock, I think, still needs to get better in that sense. But he has the physical tools. You know, in some games, like we've seen this year, he just finds ways to make plays and pull a game out like he did against the Chargers.
So how do you see the matchup of him versus this Raiders defense? Because statistically, if you look at a lot of the metrics, right, still in the range of like low 20s to 30s in terms of some of their defensive analysis, right? And then you get this Drew Lock kid who comes in and has only been good against prevent defenses, but the Raiders in the last three games, I think, like, if your eyes tell you they've been okay, but you look at the situations, right? You look at the weather game against the Cleveland Browns, where the Browns can't really operate offensively. You look at the fact that they could have potentially lost that game against the Chargers. Like, I don't know still what to do with the Raiders' defense.
No, and those are good points. Because if I'm the Raiders' defense, and I was with Paul Gunther in Cincinnati, you know, he could be aggressive at times. And if I'm playing a young rookie quarterback, I am mixing up coverages. I'm making it look like something that it's not. I'm bringing blitzes on them. So I'm just giving him a variety of things, so he has to overthink, because a lot of young quarterbacks try to press, try to do too much, and that's what you want Locke trying to do this weekend.
The most interesting matchup to me is guys that are not even going to be on the field at the same time against each other. Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs, both first round draft pick receivers, former college teammates at Alabama. They're both on the field this week. Raiders got to pick first in need of receiver. They went speed with Henry Ruggs. Jerry Jeudy, the polished route runner, goes to Denver. He's had more success in terms of stats so far. Have you seen anything from either of these guys that impresses you? And have you seen anything with Henry Ruggs that people should be encouraged about maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I think when Henry Ruggs came back this year, the way he kind of exploded on the scene in Kansas City, it gives them big play potential. And honestly, it spreads the field out more. It makes the defense guard more blades of grass, and that's what Henry Ruggs brings. And now it's up to John Gruden to utilize him. Now, I know Derek Carr, he's smart. He's not going to always force it downfield. He'll get these checkdowns, but at least it takes the top off, and it helps open other guys up, and that's what you're seeing from the offense.